Bruce, nice to catch up with you. What has happened here? What has happened from your perspective?
Look, you know, it was an offer of a position with New Zealand cricket, and it was actually from a working perspective, my days typically have been 3 days. So it's been a part-time role as a selector, and also some talent ID involved in that, and that was trimmed to 1.5 days a week, obviously with a significant reduction in remuneration as well. So, so for me to look at the role and assess the role, I looked at it in terms of how effective I could be based on the amount of days allocated to the role and what my role within that job description was, and I just felt that I couldn't be effective.
So can we clarify this? You were offered a reduced role and a pay cut.
Yeah, quite a significant one actually as well. So when you get a headline news of that, it sort of doesn't sort of stick out and act as a very appealing approach. So there was some discussion going forward, and there was some a counter on that, but it was still a significant reduction in that respect. But you know, I'd just like to come back to, you know, how I'd be doing the role and how effective I would be, and I just didn't think that I'd be as effective as I could be.
New Zealand cricket are saying they did everything they could to keep you, Bruce. It doesn't sound like that from what you're saying.
Well, that's what they're saying, but you know, it takes two to negotiate, and you've got to be happy. And really, the outcome for me, or what was put on the table, and a number of factors surrounding that, you just don't need to look at a job description and say, look at it blandly, and this is what we expect you to do. There's a whole bunch of other factors that have gone in around the background as well that have contributed to that as well.
Okay, those factors, I get a sense from you, you saw this coming, correct?
Oh, look, yeah, you know, my contract ended at the end of April, and I've absolutely enjoyed from the playing side seeing the guys play so well. It's been a wonderful journey in that respect. Outstanding period of time for New Zealand cricket, but sort of tucked in behind the scenes, been a number of factors which haven't made it easy. And, you know, when you weigh that up, you think, well, you know, do you act with the emotion in your heart and say, I love the game, or do you act with your head and say, well, I've got to consider other factors along the way, and that's what I did in the end.
Let's clarify this, Bruce Edgar, now. If the role was the same, if the money was there or thereabouts, would you still be in this role?
If I was acting with my heart and the emotion, probably. But if I was acting with my head, I'd probably still say no.
Why?
Well, the factors that have gone on before that in terms of, you know, just the operational side and the interactions and the support along the way has been pretty minimal. So, you know, it's a coaching and mentoring environment when it's a sports organisation. It's fair to say that it hasn't been that forthcoming.
This doesn't paint a good picture. Now, Bruce, let me put this into context. It's been a wonderful couple of years for New Zealand cricket. The ride to the World Cup final was some of the most amazing times for New Zealand cricket fans. Now, we know there has been issues a couple of years ago. What you're saying to me now does not sound positive about the organisation. Is that a fair comment?
Look, you're really saying that. I'm just sort of trying to put my picture out there and, you know, try to give you some information of why I've declined this role, but you know, that's where I sit at the moment, and if you want to read into that, well, you know, fair enough on your part.
Okay, I've gone off the record. I've had a chat with a couple of the players. A couple of the players are absolutely gutted because they liked, let me put this into words, they liked the fact there was clarity with what you were doing. Mike Hessen was overseas. You were looking at the New Zealand A players. You were looking at the domestic players. They never saw this coming. Do you feel the same way, that you had this nice relationship? The thing was working well, Bruce Edgar.
Oh, there's no question about what you've just said. Things have worked well. Great relationship with Mike Hessen and Brendan and the boys, and also, you know, identifying talent underneath that and communicating with players. I think that's been a critical role. Guys understanding, you know, where they sit in terms of selection, and if they miss out, being able to support them on that as well and give them some guidance in going forward. So all those sorts of things have worked well, and, you know, we've been able to identify players to bring them up at different stages and also, you know, enjoy the success that they've had.
Mike Hessen, what was his reaction? Can we get down to it here? Because, again, there was a quote from Mike Hessen through a statement of New Zealand cricket saying that, again, New Zealand cricket had done everything they could to keep you. What was his reaction?
Oh, look, Mike and I have got a good working relationship, and, yeah, he was disappointed from a working relationship perspective, obviously. He said that was a call that I made, and he respected that. But from our side of things, yeah, he was clearly disappointed, but that was something that was out of his hands.
Let's go through the World Cup. Now, this is just what I'm hearing, so I just want to get some clarification here, that from a point of view here that you were treated poorly during the World Cup. What I mean by that... Now, tell me if this is true or not. I'm hearing, Bruce, for example, that you never got tickets to any of the World Cup matches. Is that true?
I did get them in the end. Certainly for the first game, I was offered a ticket, and that was at the back end of Hagley Park. Certainly wasn't near the players or near the official area. It was down the back end with the players' wives and parents, which is an unusual place to be.
So, hang on. Let's just get this clear. The New Zealand selector was not seated anywhere near the New Zealand board and, I guess, the administrators of the game?
No, it wasn't, no.
So you were with the public?
Pretty much, yeah. Well, I actually didn't know where I was going to be, whether I was going to be on the bank or somewhere up in a stand somewhere, so... That sort of set the scene, really, for the season.
And then also you accessed tickets through somebody else. So in the end of it, for the rest of the World Cup, you had to find your own tickets through another party. Is that right?
Well, if I wanted to have access to a reasonable part of the ground, yes, that's correct.
Does that peeve you off?
You said it. Yes, it did.
Okay, let's go through what happened in the final then. Again, the situation, so you turn up with your wife to the final of the Cricket World Cup. We're all there, we're all excited in Melbourne. You did not have a ticket, is that correct?
No, I did have a ticket. I was given a ticket. We were given two tickets, no problems there. It was just at a funny part of the ground down in the southern stand with the Australian players and wives. Not players, the wives, the girlfriends and parents, and also with the New Zealand wives and parents were there as well, so that's what happened on that occasion.
This just sounds utterly bizarre to me. So you're in a suit and tie with New Zealand cricket on it, and you're sitting with the wives and girlfriends of the Australian players.
Yep, that's correct. I was the only one there.
How was that for you when they're celebrating each time a wicket fell and you're sitting there in your number ones?
It was pretty awful, actually, given that we didn't play that well. You know, we had such a great ride till then, but yeah, it was an awkward sort of situation to be in down there. I'd love to have caught up with Rod Marsh, who was the equivalent selector on the Australian side, but he was over on the other side of the ground, so it's a bit of a pity, but never mind, it's just the way it works out.
You sound gutted.
It was a wonderful occasion, I suppose. You know, we were on such a high, and you just had to park all these other bits and pieces and just ride with the journey, because this has been the best period of time for New Zealand cricket that I can ever recall. And so, you know, these things can just go to one side. It certainly wasn't about me. It was about the team and the players and making sure everything was okay there. So, obviously now with everything out of the way, and we can have these discussions and just weigh things up and decide from there.
I mean, gutted by the whole situation, though, because as I said, it has been a great ride here for New Zealand cricket. We've been winning matches, all of it, but I can hear it in your voice around all of this. You sound absolutely exasperated.
Yeah, no, fair call. You know, when you're passionate about the game, love the game, and love the success, just those other things that sort of don't contribute to wanting you to, you know, carry on in that respect. And, you know, it's been a hard call, but it's one that I felt that I've had to make.
What do you do now? I mean, you've got your own private business. I mean, do you want to stay in cricket? I mean, could we see Bruce Eager pop up somewhere else in cricket?
I'm never too far away from that's the thing. And whether it be involved in coaching or mentoring anyone, you know, have the knowledge there, but we'll just let it ride quietly for now and just see how things play out.
Okay, for cricket fans that are listening to this today, Bruce, who are sitting back thinking, we've got it all sorted, we hear some of these issues here, Should they be worried?
Oh, look, I can't be the judge of that. This is just something that's involved me. You know, those other things may or may not happen, but I can't really comment on that at this stage.
Have you heard from any of the players?
Yep, a whole host of them, actually. It's been very nice, reassuring, and but sad, equally on the other side. Yeah, the decision that you've made, and then sad to, you know, hear the guys that you've worked pretty closely with just to say they're disappointed and not going to carry on and be part of it.
Because the thing is here, Bruce, and as you know, I've chatted with a couple of the players, and they never saw this coming. They're shocked by this.
Oh, yeah, well, look, if they didn't see it coming, it probably would come as a shock. And certainly when you hear from them, it sort of just reminds you of the relationships that you've had with them and the wonderful times that we've had in the last nearly 2 years.
We're going to miss you, mate, as I mean that. I mean, I've enjoyed chatting with you. It's been one of the things I've really loved about it. I think cricket fans in this country, Bruce, enjoy you because of what you've done as a batsman for New Zealand, but also the respect and the money you brought to the position.
Oh, look, you know, I've never, you know me, I've never sort of run out to get the media, but sort of part of the job is communication and then trying to explain one of the challenging parts of selection to the public and the rationale behind it and, you know, how things have gone and why you've gone about it and just put it in someone, you know, in a player's, former player's perspective and working with the guys and know how they feel and what they're trying to achieve and having a good understanding of the game plans of the team and just trying to get that message out there so that people can come along on the journey with a bit more knowledge and information, which can be helpful.
And for your view on this particular story, because there's been a lot of speculation, a lot of innuendo, clearly New Zealand cricket have had their say on this. Your decision to come on today, was this just to clarify for you what actually played out with this whole decision around your position with New Zealand cricket?
Yeah, look, I think there's been a lot of speculation. Some of it's been factual, some of it's not. And I just want to clarify it. So, hopefully we've done that, and hopefully we can all move on, and the guys are successful and at Lords.
I wish you well, buddy. I've enjoyed it. The last 2.5 years when you've been in this position, mate, I've enjoyed having you on the program. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Peachy.